朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们圣经真的不 过久。
We're not that well immersed.
那更不用说我们能够把圣经里面的生命之道读出来。
Let alone we can share the word of life.
中文生命之道其实在英文里面两个翻译吧。The word of life and the way of life. 生命的道理、生命的信息跟生命的道路。
Actually, it's both, it covers both the way of life and the word of life.
这两件都非常重要。
Both of them are very.
没有生命的信息就没有办法走生命的道路。
Without the word of life, we cannot walk on the way of life.
真听见了生命的信息，你一定起来走生命的路。
We truly heard the word of life, we will walk on the way of life.
告诉你们，你们这两天正好在读《使徒行传》。
Let me test you, give you a quiz, as we are studying the book of Acts.
使徒行传里面一直在讲到为这道受逼迫，或是为这道怎么样信从这道，那个道不是的我，是的way。
In the book of Acts, several places it says that the disciples were being persecuted.They are the follower of the way.
他们不是只是为了传一些福音真理被逼迫，而是因为走这条路，走生命的路，他们被逼迫。
So they were persecuted not only because they were sharing the word of life, but because they were walking on the way of life.
因为犹太人骄傲的强调的就是话。
Because what Jews, Jewish people emphasize,
却没有说人
without life,
而且不肯走路。
And they were not willing to walk.
而这些保罗、这些使徒们，他们不光传生命的信息，他们走生命的路。
Yet Paul and the disciples not only share the word of life, but they also walk on the way of life.
所以这上帝受不了的手机就逼迫他们。
That is why they got persecuted by the enemy.
我们现在要来读一个很短的故事，但是很重要。我们读一下好不好？创世纪二十六章。
Let's read a very short story in the book of Genesis, chapter 26.
如果生命的活泉表明了生命之道，表明了生命之灵。
If the spring of the fountain of living water represent the word of life and the spirit of life,
你就发现仇敌多么不甘心我们。
Then you will see the opposition of the enemy.
我们看二十六章十二节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
到十五节。我就光中文读就好了，把英文不读了。以撒在那里耕地，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他，他就称大，日增月盛，成了大富户。他有羊群和牛群，又有许多仆人，非利士人就嫉妒他。当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他父亲的仆人所挖的井，非利士人全都塞住，填满了土。我们请看第十八节。当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井，因非利士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，仍照他父亲所叫的，叫那些井的名字。而在这里我们看见两件很重要的事情。
In this short scripture, we see two important things.
第一件事情，仇敌非常非常不甘心我们承受神的祝福。
First thing is that the enemy does not want us to receive God's blessing.
所以他们把所有的井全都塞住，而且填满了土。
So they stop up all the wells and then filled them with dirt.
有时候你有没有感，有没有经验？就是有时候在参加特会玩，或是你刚刚得救不久以后的那个喜乐不能持久，有没有
？Well, Lord, if you have experienced the fact that somehow the joy of salvation.But the joy after attending a wonderful retreat will not last.
或是我们来祷告，我们心里充满的是特别喜乐，但是不能持久。
Or the joy of being filled with the Holy Spirit prayer meetings cannot last somehow.
我跟你讲，哪里有真正的活水井，哪里就有仇敌，一定要来填满他的工作。
Let me tell you, whenever there are wells of living water, there will be works of the enemy to stop up and fill the wells with dirt.
我特别用黑体字讲到全都，而且填满。
So I particularly emphasize on the online that they fill up all the wells.
不行，不管这个图是什么哈，我们现在没有空讲了，我们的时间到了。
My time is up. I do not have time to share with you what the dirt represents.
这些泥土石头可以讲到罪恶、世界的诱惑、我们肉体、我们这个自然人自己的聪明学习 whatever.
But the dirt can be the temptation of the world or our flesh or whatever.
不管它是什么
，whatever that is，
堵住活水是一个事实。
But the fact that it will stop the living water is
a fact. 是很多常有的经历。
And this is our usual experience.
谁都不见了。
We somehow lose the joy.
那个活的那个境界失去了。
But but that we lost the realm of being alive. But that is the work of the enemy. So please remember, every single well, so long as the true well, and the enemy will try to stop it up and fill it with dirt. Yet the key, the issue, how do we respond to it?
我们是任凭他，我们是无可奈何，我们接受这个结果吗？当我们接受这个结果的时候，你已经可以想象那个结局了。你知道在巴勒斯坦那个地方吗？很多都是旷野，很多都是沙漠的。能够得到活水井是整个农作物、牲畜和人能够活下去最关键、最关键的事情。
So the most important thing is to get the well of living water.
你可以没有这个，没有任何菜，你不能没有活水。
You can live without many things, but not without a well of living water.
如果我们没有水的话
，without living water，
你可以暂时活一段时间。
You can temporarily survive for water.
你可以暂时拥有很多牛羊。
And you can temporarily for a while possess a lot of sheep and cattle.
你可以拥有全世界最好的农作物的种子。
And you can possess the seed of best crops in the world.
但是你的灭亡是迟早的事情。
But if you will perish.
因为早期以色列的产业只有两个，一个农，一个牧。
Because in all times the Israelites possess either the cattle, the sheep, or the
他不像现代人可以做生意啊，买地出来股票，一到人可以投资的。以前只有农跟牧，这两个都离不开神。
In the past, what they have is either their stock or their agriculture crops.
属灵生命一样。
And both of them depend on water.
你还活水。
Same with our spiritual life.
你还活水的源头。
Apart from the source of living water.
你我的干渴一定的。
We will for sure dry up.
你我的疲倦一定的。
And our weariness is for sure.
甚至你我到最后被死亡笼罩。
And we will be overshadowed by death and will be struck down.
在接下来弟兄姊妹，我们要认识一个很重要的事情。
So we have to know this important fact.
而以撒看重并且定义要让恢复祝福。
So Isaac took a blessing seriously and he was determined to restore the blessing.
他父亲传给他这么多经。
His father has passed down many walls to him.
但是每一个井都被非利士人填满。
Every single one of them was stopped up and filled up.
感谢主啊，以色列真好。
Praise the Lord, how wonderful is Isaac.
不是只是白白的感谢神好了，亚伯拉罕给我这么多井，哈利路亚。
Not only by Abraham has so many living water, living wells.
好，然后就任凭仇敌填满他。
And then he denied that the enemy filled them up.
啊，仇敌把所有井填满，以色列把所有井全部挖回来。
The enemy stopped up all the wells, and then yet Isaac.Awesome.
而且他照他父亲所取的名字取的是自己的名字。
And he named all the wells according to the names that.
恢复到他该有的价值，该有的水平。
So he restored them up to the original value.
那就怎么样？你看历史历代这些先祖们为我们得了多少属灵的产业啊
！Likewise, throughout the generations, many saints have left us wonderful.
多少井被塞住了，你们知道吗？
你
看现在有几个人会看穆安德烈的书啊
？Nowadays, how many people will read the books by Andrew Murray？
有几个人会看宾路易斯牧师或者是麦克弟兄的书呢
？How many people will read the books by Lewis or Austin Sparks？
今天有多少人喜欢唱这些传统的诗歌呢？
How many people like to sing traditional hymns?
你知道吗？这每一口井都是他们用他们的命，用他们一生的经历，用十字架挖出来的。
Because every single well was dug by their lifetime experience and their walk of the with the cross.
我今天这个世代人就喜欢一首新歌，又一首新歌，又一首新歌。这些人可能坐在冷气房写的诗歌，从来没有十字架经历的。
But yet nowadays people like to listen to new songs written by songwriters in.Air-conditioned rooms without walking, without hearing the cross.
我们有人这样子，有很多诗歌已经是这样子的。
I'm not talking about all the songwriters, but a lot of them are.
啊，这些有名的这个 worship leader， 很多人他们生活还同性恋，非常萎靡的。
Now there are many modern worship leaders. They live a homosexual lifestyle or very corrupted lifestyle.
为什么我们要宝贝属灵的产业？
Brothers and sisters, we ought to cherish the spiritual inheritance.
今天真的很少人看书了。
Yet now there's few people read books.
要说再回去看这些生命的书，比较有深度的书，太少了。
Let alone reading of books with deep spiritual wealth.
挖井要付代价。
It costs a price.
重新挖井也要代价。
It costs a price to redig well.
但是它的结局完全不一样。
But yet the end result would be tremendous.
今天我想我们在座任何一个家、任何一个年轻人，帮你搬到巴勒斯坦去。
If we move any family or any young people to Palestine.
如果你的周围没有水。
If there's no living water around you.
你一定会 sense 到这个 crisis， 你不会住在那里。
You will sense the crisis and you will not remain there.
你会警觉，我一定要找到有水的地方。
You will be alert and alarmed. You will try to find water.
我们求神帮助我们在座所有的弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord help every one of us.
我们要在乎生命之道，生命之源。
We have to care about the word of life and the spirit of life.
我们读主的话，一定要在主的里面得到生命。
Because we read the words of the Lord, we have to receive the.The life of the Lord.
我们的祷告，我们的聚会，我们的侍奉，要在圣灵里面。
Our prayers and our service, our meetings have to be done in the Holy Spirit.
要有属灵的实际，而不是只有外面。
We have to have the spiritual reality, not just the outward appearance.
这个太重要了。
It is so important.
这两件事情是不能分的。
And these two things cannot be separated.
我没有空间讲了，好，你看，起初神造天地，神的灵运行在水面上，然后神说要有什么就有什么。
I have no time to go through all of them, but as the Lord, as God created the universe, His words and His spirit will work together. The spirit and the word of life, word of God, work together.
神呼召一个人起来侍奉他，以西结，神的灵在他身上，耶和华对他说话，都是从圣灵到他的。
Like in the book of Ezekiel, when the Lord calls someone, the spirit and the word will come upon the person at the same time.
整个神的名字失败到像骸骨、像骨头一样的时候
，The people of God fail like dry bones.
神对先知说：“你要对骸骨发出预言，对他们说话。”
And yet the Lord said to the prophet, "You have to prophesy to the bones."
这些话就临到了骸骨。
And then the words came upon the dry bones.
接下来神对一些就说：“你要对风、对气息发出预言。”
And then the Lord says, "You have to prophesy with the wind."
而希伯来文风气灵都是同一个词哈，当灵进到骸骨里面的时候。
In the Hebrew context, the word of spirit and the breath and that are the same word. So when the spirit enters to the dry bones.
主的话临到骸骨，主的灵进到骸骨，骸骨起来了，成为大军。
As the word of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord came upon dry bones, the dry bones rise up and become a great army.
有什么我想想过去
？So we want to come back alive.
两个都要。
We need both of them.
主耶稣说：“我对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。”
The word Jesus says, "The words I have spoken to you are the spirit and life."
主从来不是讲字句的话，主的话每一句都是生命。
The Lord never say a literal word. Every word that He says is life.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
At the beginning, God was with. There was word, and the word was with God. The word was God.
弟兄姊妹要为神家有生命之道祷告。
So we have to pray for the house of God to have the word of God.
神的话出来，旷野震动，比巴勒树劈劈劈开来，神的话太有能力了。
When the word of God comes out, it will shake the heaven and earth.
我们要为这些事情祷告。
We have to pray for it.
而我们的侍奉里面一定要在圣灵的境界。
And we have to stir in the realm of spirit.
不然我们都太阳在外面。
Otherwise, it would be just the outward path.
因为我们教会最大的缺陷，我就觉得我们教会缺少那把火哈。
If you ask me what something that we are short of, I would say we're short of the fire.
我不晓得是你的这个道德修养太好，还是什么样，每个人都很尊贵的样子。
I don't know. Maybe you're well trained or you're well behaved. Everyone looks so noble.
我讲了这么好笑的笑话，你们也微笑而已。
Even when I tell you jokes, you only smile.
我讲了这么感动，你们只低头而已。
And I said something so touching, and then you still bow your head.
就是呢，我们要 passionate， 我们里面要有火，要有热，要有灵。
Let's be passionate. Let's have the fire and the spirit.
保罗在罗马书十二章十一节告诉我们说，要殷勤，不可懒惰，心灵火热，常常侍奉主。
Paul says that in Romans chapter 12 verse 11 that we have to be diligent in service, that we have to be fervent.
Fervent spirit, 我们那个灵的火的。
Our spirit has to be fervent.
受的话，因为实在没时间。
Let me tell you a story before I end.
啊，从前在19世纪中，在英国有一个很有名的牧师哈。
In 19th century, there was a famous pastor in England.
啊，他叫 Dr. Spencer。
His name is Dr. Spencer.
啊，他是在这个 Westminster 里面讲道的。
But he preaches in Westminster.
那他有一次他帮会理公会 interview 要聘请的牧师。
When he was interviewing for new pastors.
有一个年轻的传道人来了。
A young preacher came.
在 interview 里面，他就跟这个 committee 面谈的委员讲话的时候。
But he was talking to the interview board.
他说：“我这个人是个性很内向的哈。”
And then he said, "I'm an introvert."
就说了我们在这大家很多人都很不容易
穿上。A lot of us are introverts.
他加上一句，他说我不是那种人，会让整个泰晤士河烧起来的。
And he said, I'm not the type that will burn up the whole Thames River.
那个泰晤士河，他说我不是那种人，让整个泰晤士河烧起来的。
He said, I'm not the type that will burn, will put the entire Thames River on fire.
换句话说，你们不要期望我会有轰轰烈烈的举动啊。
In other words, please do not expect too much of me.
Dr. Spencer 就微笑看着这个年轻人。
Dr. Spencer smiled and looked at this young man.
他说我一点不 care， 你会不会让泰晤士河烧起来
？I do not care at all if you can put the entire Thames River on fire.
但是我很好奇，我把你抓起来丢到泰晤士河去的时候，会不会有嘶的声音
？But I'm curious if I grab you and throw you into Thames River, will I hear the sound？
换句话说，他说我在乎的是你里面自己有没有火。
But in other words, what I really care is that if there's fire within you.
你先不要告诉我你能不能让泰晤士河烧起来。你先告诉我你自己里面有没有火。
Don't tell me yet if you can put the entire Thames River on fire, but tell me if there's fire within you.
所以我希望下次我演唱时，你离开的时候要有距离，不然会烧焦 barbecue 的。
when William leads those songs, we have to be away from him, otherwise we will get burned by
fire. 我们任何人一丢下去就，
when we are being thrown into the river, there will be sound.
又是没有教会的祷告有火了。
Let's pray that our prayers will have fire.
教会的侍奉有火了。
Our service will have fire.
那是完全不一样的。
That would be totally different.
所以几年前有一次我听那个Tabernacle Brooklyn Tabernacle Church 的 Jim Sembra 讲道的时候。
Several years ago, I hear Pastor Sembra from Tabernacle Church preach.
他讲说，他说你不要只传讲有关耶稣的真理。
Do not just preach about the truth, the truth
about Jesus. 他说你要用耶稣的名来传。他说 ，But also preach with the Spirit of Jesus. 不要光讲关于耶稣的真理。
Don't just preach truth about Jesus.
But also preach with the Spirit of Jesus.
还要用耶稣的灵来
传。我们祷告，我们侍奉，我们洗碗，我们扫厕所，我们做任何事情，带着耶稣的灵。
So with the Spirit of Jesus, we do all the services, whether we're cleaning, we're cooking, to everything.
我希望别人将来看我们教会的时候
，I hope that when others of this is our church later,
人说我们中间生命之道、生命之灵、神的同在是真实的。
That they will say that we have the Word of Life, the Spirit of Life.And the presence of God is real. That we will further empty ourselves and humble ourselves before the Word of Life and the Spirit of Life.
我听过好几个牧师讲说，他们讲道是不用预备讲道的，因为加上一个冠冕堂皇的理由说，因为我们完全靠圣灵。
I've heard many pastors that they preach without preparation.Prepared outlines because they only follow the Holy Spirit.
要是被紧被钳住，不是这么容易就恢复的。
Let me tell you, it is not easy to redig and restore wells once being stopped.
我们要认真的屈膝在宝座面前，就算除掉我们里面所有的石头、泥土、石块，让井可以重新活水。
We need to humbly come before God on our knees and ask the Lord to remove all the dirt and rocks and everything in this well.
有一个牧师就是这样跟他的会众神谢，他说我预备讲道只要三分钟就够。
When the pastor bragged to his congregation that it only takes him 3 minutes to prepare a sermon.
因为牧师就住在教会，他说从我的客厅到讲台只有三分钟，我常常我讲到的信息在三分钟里面神就给我。
Because the pastor lives in the church and only takes him 3 minutes to walk from his room to the sanctuary, and that's why he said only takes me 3 minutes to prepare for my sermon.
结果没有多久。 对于他教会把他的牧师宿舍搬到三个迈尔以外的地方去。
Shortly after that, the church moved a pastor's residence to somewhere 3 miles away from church.
Microsoft Office 里面的一个字。
I like a word from Microsoft Office.
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint.
现在很多人讲到都用 PowerPoint.
Nowadays, many people use PowerPoint slides to.
我们也用，对不对？
We use that too.
但是多少人讲到好像还有 Power 没有 Point?
But many people preach.With a lot of points, with a lot of power, no point.
很多人预备了一大堆 points, 但是没有 power.
A lot of people prepare a lot of points without power.
但是我们以后用 PowerPoint 的时候，至少两个都要。
But whenever we use PowerPoint, we have to have both.
一个老鹰不能只有一只翅膀飞不起来的。
Eagle cannot fly on one wing alone.
更不要说没有翅膀。
Let alone without any wings.
这两个根本不能分的，但是仇敌就是要把它分开了。
These two cannot be separated.
所以你们孩子嘲笑基督派跟福音派这种道理，没有热情，没有圣灵的工作，没有能力。
So brothers and sisters from charismatic will laugh at fundamentalists says you only have the theories but you don't have the power.
同样的，在基督派福音派就攻击你们派，你们只会看到，只会血气，但是却没有真理的根基，根本讲不出东西来。
Yeah, the fundamentalists or the evangelists will laugh at the charismatics. Says you only you do everything in the law of flesh, but you have no foundation. Because they cannot be separated.
圣经里面约翰福音十四章、十五章、十六章各讲到真理的圣灵。
So in John chapter 14, 15, 16, they all talk about the spirit of truth.
真理没有圣灵就是字句。
Truth without spirit.Just letters.
对不对？圣灵没有真理，常常是人的一些错误、一些血气、一些情感。
Spirit without truth often fall into the realm of flesh.
圣灵的圣。
So the spirit of truth.
主耶稣说：“我对你们说的话就是灵，就是圣灵。”
The Lord Jesus says, "The words I've spoken to you are spirit and life."
在这样的信息底下，我希望我们所有的人都向主祷告，让我们的心。
So this will conclude my message, and I hope every one of us will pray that our words will not be full.
我们读主的话，我们查圣经，我们听主的信息的时候，我们真正享受活下去。
As we study and research the Bible, that we will enjoy the fountain of living water.
我们祷告，我们侍奉，我们生活，常被圣灵充满，被上头来的人给浇灌。
We pray and serve the Lord. We will often be filled with the Holy Spirit.
朋友。如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。